Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, new startups that deliver fuel to your car, billing themselves as Uber for gas, and getting assistance if your business has been impacted by the Southern California wildfires. Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Do you dread trips to the gas station? A Silicon Valley startup that functions like a mobile gas station using field technicians to fill up vehicles when they're not being driven may be your solution. The company, known as Yoshi, is part of a crop of gas delivery startups billing themselves as, quote, Uber for gasoline. More from Peter Holly, tech reporter at The Washington Post. Peter, what's up here?
Well, you know, I didn't know so many people disliked going to gas stations, but apparently there's a lot of people out there who cannot stand filling up their car with gas. So there's a new company. It's called Yoshi. It's actually been around for 3 years, but they've been expanding lately all over the country. And you can hire them to come and fill your car up with gas, as well as do other kind of gas station services like fill up your tires, do a car wash. It's considered a mobile gas station.
How does it work? That doesn't sound to me like you could just decide as you pull into a gas station and a downpour starts that you can say, oh, geez, I'd love to have somebody fill up my tank, or am I wrong?
No, you're right. So the way it works is you sign up with Yoshi beforehand. You set a schedule with them. There's an app, and you create the schedule by which they come and find you. So if you want to have your car filled up at your office, or if you want to do it at home, they'll come to you, they'll fill it up, and you communicate with them via app, actually via a bot on your app. So if they notice that your tires are flat, you'll get a little text notification that says, hey, do you want us to fill up your tires as well as give you gas? And then you respond and communicate with them accordingly.
All right. So you could tell by my line of questioning early on that I'm a New Jersey guy and I do not have to pump my own gas. So I was thinking you pull into a gas station and you can choose to have somebody pump your gas. But this is like your car is at home or you're at the office or you're out somewhere.
Yeah, this is even better if you're into people pumping gas for you. This means you go anywhere you want in the world, and they come and find you, assuming they're in your city. So it's really, you know, catering to people who are busy professionals who don't have time or say they don't have time to do basic things like pump their own gas.
We're speaking with Peter Holly, technology reporter at The Washington Post. You wrote, too, not everybody's comfortable with this idea of a startup lugging around tanks of flammable liquid, as you put it. Are there regulations that these guys are facing?
There have been pushback in various cities along the West Coast. It seems like Yoshi, and there's other startups like Yoshi, there's a handful that'll bring you gas. They are tailoring their services to local cities and trying to follow local laws. They claim they haven't had a single incident, but there's definitely pushback from fire marshals in certain cities who are terrified of the idea of a massive truck going underneath a parking garage with flammable gas. Now, Yoshi does train its field technicians. Those are the guys who actually go out and put the gas in your car. They are hazmat certified. Like I said, there hasn't been an incident, but you know, it does make you wonder.
What kind of charges or fees do they ask for, depending on the service?
Yeah, so Yoshi is a $20 subscription fee a month, and then on top of that, you pay for gas. They have connections with Exxon, so they claim that you're actually saving money in the long run because they can get a premium gas at a lesser charge. But for the most part, it's $20 a month plus the gas plus whatever other services you want. Like, let's say you want to get the car washed, that's going to cost you extra.
Who do they see as the typical client, Peter?
I think the typical client is somebody who's kind of tech-forward, leaning towards tech, who is really busy and has a disposable income. So probably a fairly young person, somebody not too young, but you know, between the ages of 30 and 50, someone who likes trying things new in the tech world. and somebody who doesn't mind paying someone else to do stuff for them.
More likely to be a city person than a suburban?
Definitely an urban dweller. I don't think this service is going to do well in suburban areas, or at least in rural or suburban areas at the moment. I think it's going to kind of focus on people who are really busy and in urban areas for the moment.
Boy, we continue to cough it up for convenience, don't we?
It does seem like that. This is the convenience lifestyle. This is a part of the convenience lifestyle. We're moving in a direction where people are willing to pay money for all sorts of stuff to make their life more convenient, whether it's Amazon or picking up, a prearranged meal at Whole Foods, or getting on Netflix and getting a streaming right to your house and not going to the movie anymore.
How about that? Are there any competitors to Yoshi at this point?
There's a handful of competitors, but they're mostly along the West Coast. It seems like Yoshi is really taking over this industry at the moment, and they're continuing to expand. They're going to be in another 9 or 10 cities by the end of the year. That's their goal anyway.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Holly, tech reporter at the Washington Post. Oh, and yes, Yoshi, by the way, is named after the character in the video game Mario Kart. More after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for 3 straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. With the Woolsey and Hill fires contained in Southern California, local business leaders are focusing their efforts now on connecting small business owners with recovery resources to help them stay on track. The Economic Development Collaborative Ventura County recently co-hosted a meeting with representatives from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Small Business Administration. The Ventura County Star says the key services discussed were disaster resources from the SBA and other government organizations. For example, the SBA is offering low-interest disaster loans to businesses of all sizes. Wildfires can cause significant disruptions for small business owners, even if their businesses were not physically impacted by flames. You can call the Ventura County Small Business Development Center to request an appointment. To help streamline recovery efforts, FEMA has opened the Ventura County Disaster Recovery Center in Thousand Oaks. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You could send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.